MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting with Hilton Kohner, he is CEO Discovery Bank. The Spend Trend 25 report is out. Hilton, appreciate the time. First question, how's the report done? It's yourselves, Discovery Bank and Visa. Are you just crunching the data coming through transactions?
Hi, Simon. Yeah, Spend Trend is a joint initiative between Discovery Bank and Visa, the largest credit card provider in the world. So the kind of collaboration is fairly unique, and it brings together the almost kind of market level insights that Visa brings with the very, very detailed, granular client behavioral insights that we have at Discovery Bank. And it's the biggest spending analysis in South Africa. It's the most comprehensive. It's the broadest and the deepest. It covers 5 years of data consisting of 12 million cards and 2.6 billion transactions. So our actuaries love it. This year, in addition to the transaction level data, we also interviewed 1,000 South African credit card consumers across the board to kind of stress test the quantitative analysis against qualitative responses that they had around their perceptions of how they're spending their money and how they're behaving in the kind of financial system.
It's big data. It's almost a 100-page report. The thing that absolutely stood out to me, and it's highlighted in the notes to the report, is consumer card spend has slowed. Last year we saw inflation down, we saw rates down, we saw two-pot withdrawals, but it is still tough out there being a consumer in South Africa.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's reinforced by the observations in the report. And as you say, the spending was fairly flat year on year amongst the base. And the use of credit cards tended to be not so much for increased liquidity, that came from other sources, like the two-pot retirement fund withdrawal system. And a positive outcome of that is, you know, some of our research showed that clients used those withdrawals to pay down expensive debt, which is a really positive thing, to fund kids' educations, or for home improvements and maintenance. So, you know, meeting real needs and bringing good liquidity into the system, albeit kind of a trade-off of long-term savings for short-term needs. And it reflects the pressure that consumers were under.
I take your point. There is some positivity creeping in. 27% of South Africans expect to increase visits to restaurants. They're not there yet, but it does say that they're perhaps looking out at the year ahead and saying things are going to be better.
Yeah, I think that, you know, South Africans, we are resilient, and we say this every year when we look at this report, and it's reflected in that. But I think we generally do believe that this year will be better than the last, and the trends tend to bear that out. You know, we don't see extremes in kind of our experience and our analysis. We tend to see a resilient consumer that doesn't have the volatility of the highs and lows that we sometimes observe in other markets. And we also see some of the new trends coming through, like streaming, online shopping, and AI. And, you know, so South Africans are right at the kind of leading edge of digital banking and digital services.
Yeah, and it comes to the point, and maybe all consumers are sharp, but we know about South African consumers, and they shop clever. We see loyalty card usage being used. We see a lot more online shopping for groceries, which is convenient, but also shout out to the retailers who've made it a good experience. We're being clever with how we spend our money as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a kind of a combination of those factors that are driving consumers to be more value conscious. Mm-hmm. So as you say, you're kind of accessing loyalty rewards, whether it's at a retail level or via the banks, using services that make it more convenient to shop. And one of the interesting things that we've seen is that when people do shop online, they don't compromise in other areas either. So interesting insight from the study is that, you know, we are very much focused on making healthy food more affordable for our clients. And health online baskets have about a 30% healthy food component. In-store, slightly lower at about 27%. So when people shop online, they tend to kind of bring in other factors like their health to a greater extent. And maybe it's even avoiding that sort of that sweet run at the end of the store.
Exactly what I was thinking, which always bemuses me. The other thing which really stood out, virtual card, up 45% of respondents are using virtual cards. We are security aware, which again is a really good thing to have. I mean, the key benefit of virtual cards is that in essence is security.
Yeah, and that comes through very, very strong. You know, 60% of the consumers that we surveyed said they're using virtual cards because they are more secure. You know, 20% because more convenient. But the security aspect reflects the fact that today people are very aware and very conscious of fraud risk.
Yeah.
And that's coming through strongly. And the shift away from cash is also driven to a large extent, not just by the cost of carrying cash, you know, for both merchants and for consumers, but the safety risk.
Yeah.
So the virtual cards, digital wallets are increasingly being used for security reasons, as well as being just very low cost, very convenient, very efficient. And what we see is that 2 out of 3 of our clients surveyed are virtually cashless.
Yeah.
They're using cash a couple of times a month. And where they do, it's typically in transactions of less than 100 rand. So very low value. And we're seeing on the flip side, through Visa's research, merchants often are going completely cashless.
Yeah.
So they accept only digital payments, which is more secure and much more convenient for them.
Absolutely. And I did see that. The only cash is really, as you say, is that below 100 Rand. We're also spending a bit more on takeout. And I'm reminded of something that Kevin Hedewick used to say when he was CEO at Famous Brands, Debonairs and Steers. And he said, our customer is the time-pressed parent or the time-pressed consumer who wants a quick value meal on the way home. And I can't help thinking that that might be part of it, because you're also seeing a lot more travel time. We're spending 35 hours in our car every month as we go back to the office.
Yeah, certainly a return to office is evident. And in the major cities in particular, you know, I think it's probably got to do with choice and convenience as well as socioeconomic factors. But in Joburg, for example, you know, you see eating out being at the highest level in the country and, you know, growing at a significant rate. So, you know, we've seen 13% growth rates in eating out and takeout, also driven to a certain extent by the emergence of some of the convenience e-commerce services that just make it so easy to access.
That's also a good point. It's stuff that was around, but really has come of its own. And it goes back to, as a country, we have really strong online environment to help us with our shopping. We'll leave it there. Hilton Kona, CEO, Discovery Bank, the Spend Trend 25 report. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.